Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's the 18th of December 2012, and I'm looking at the new Audioboo Phase 1 revamp of their website. And I'm just sharing first impressions, really. I like the overall look of the website. I like the clean, simplistic look. I'm always up for that. Nothing too cluttered there. The first thing I noticed is that when we log into Audioboo, the page automatically defaults to our followed boos, our feed. And I like that a lot. That's great. And they appear in two columns on the page. This is one way of using some screen real estate. But my initial thoughts here were to be able to use those two columns independently. User-defined columns. So you could have one column for your followed boos and one column for featured boos, for example. Or one column for followed boos and one column for your boards. Or any combination of what's available. You know, you could have a column of comments and a column of featured boos. However a user wants to define it in those two columns. Talking of the columns, the boos that appear in those columns, the actual blocks of boos, are nicely laid out. I like them a lot. But I noticed that dependent upon the size of the picture, for example, will depend on the size of the box. So I was wondering if there's a way to sort of, on the previews, to make the pictures a certain size, to compress them, to display them at a uniform size. We might have a bit of cropping or whatever available here, I don't know. But as it's only a preview, I don't think that's going to be a problem. It's just to keep the boxes reasonably of a uniform size, because I have noticed that, for example, if I'm looking at one particular person, they have a large picture, they have the boo, they have the title of their boo, and a lot of comments underneath, which makes that preview boo box very long and very large in the column. Whereas next to it, on the right-hand column, I can fit three boos. There are three boos showing, all with no pictures, just the title. I quite like the newspaper layout of this, but I'm thinking it would be a little bit easier on the eye and also take up less real estate if Audioboo could, just uniform these boxes a little bit. So if a box has if a boo has a photograph and a description, then show that, but have a format to show it at a certain size so it doesn't vary too much. And maybe only show the latest comment, if there's a comment, without showing too many. After all, it is only a preview. You can look at it and listen to it from the preview. But if you want to know more details, you just click on the link and it opens it up. So that's one suggestion for the columns, to use the columns independently, use defined content, and to standardize the preview boxes. The second thing is boards. I like the idea of boards an awful lot, I must admit. At the moment, you can't create a board from scratch. You have to see somebody's boo, click the add to board button, and then you can create a board from that. That's fine. That works really, really well. But it would be nice to have a plus board in the menu somewhere, so you could create a board and then add content to it as you see fit. So, for example, if I'm interested in poetry, I could create a board for that ready. And then if I want to search for a tag stream of poetry, I could go through that poetry stream and add the various boos that I want to. Also, in the future of boards, maybe a feature to automate content being placed on a board. Pretty much like the standard boards at the moment, the favourite boards. There's two boards set up as standard at the moment. I have a latest booze board and a favourites booze board. Great. But what this is obviously doing is collating the latest booze into a board. And I'm thinking we could use that, like I say, for a tag. So if I search for a tag of poetry, I can add those to the board. But if I wanted to, any boo that's tagged poetry will automatically be added to my board. And this is a great way of collating content. And if we're setting up user-defined hashtags, For example, and we've had some recently in the audiobook community, and Time to Understand was one of them. Well, we could have a board called Time to Understand, and every boo that's mentioned, tagged that way, would automatically be submitted to the board if we wanted it to. The next thing I'm looking at is at the moment on the homepage, we have on the right hand side, the far right hand side, our independent, our own personal sections, for example, private message link, links to my boos, links to my boards, my favourites, my following, my followers, and my settings. Now, when I click onto something like channels or categories, this menu disappears. But I would like to see that menu on all pages because it's a quick access to my sections and the things that I want to jump into now and again without having to keep clicking back to the home page. So that was just a suggestion. Overall, I like the look of it. I do. When I'm going into channels or categories, for example, I'm in categories at the moment, and on the left hand side, I have all boos and various categories. And you can click on each of these and the category will open up. I'm just clicking on comedy as I speak, waiting for the audio. And then we have the comedy and boos appear, using again two columns. Now that's fine when we're clicking a particular category or channel to have those appear like that. I have no problems with that. But I have no problems with any of it, to be honest. But it would be nice to, like I say, to have on the homepage user defined columns, using that real estate, those two columns in a user defined way. Overall, like I said, I like the look of the app. I like the look of the web interface. It's quite simple, quite simplistic. The colour scheme isn't too bad. I've got no real issues with that. And I shall explore a little bit more and boo accordingly. Like I say, these are just suggestions and just initial observations, and I'm not criticising in any way at all, which is unlike me, I know. But I don't really want to criticise Audioboo. They're putting a lot of effort into this, and I do know that... I do know the hard work that goes behind this, and what's happening with boards, particularly for me, is making it very appealing indeed. And once the app comes out, I'm not sure how that's going to work within the app, but once the Android app, particularly, I'm an Android user, I'm looking forward to that immensely, and hopefully we can test that, play around with that, and again, Audioboo will be open to feedback. So thanks, Audioboo. Thanks for the revamp. Thanks for keeping things fresh. Thanks for listening to the people that are engaging with you this way. And especially thanks from me. As always, if applicable, God bless.